How many people who have no other morbidities under the age of 60 have died from this illness?
Who have no other morbidities?
Yeah.
Because I can tell you how many people under 65 have died. And obviously
under
some of those
60,
with other morbidities,
no other morbidities
may well have survived. A morbidity doesn't mean you're...
350. You're more likely to drown. There's 400 people a year that drown. So I think we have to get things a bit in context.
What comfort would that offer to the families of those who've lost
every
loved ones?
Death is tragic, but believe me, we are entering, we're already in, the largest recession for 300 years. In fact, it's not just one recession. The Bank of England have said the economy will shrink by 14%. That's the equivalent of two recessions. It's a depression. And I wouldn't be surprised if we have 2 million more unemployed people within a year. Imagine the agony of 2 million more unemployed people. How many deaths might flow from that? How many deaths are flowing from the fact that we've got half as many A&E appointments at the moment? Cancer patients not being seen, people with heart disease not being seen. And the collateral damage of this campaign of fear and lockdown has to be taken into account. Very soon, I believe, lockdown will be causing more deaths than the virus. And no one here today is going to lose their job because of COVID. But believe me, there's a real risk that millions of people in the private sector are going to see their careers demolished. And I think that really matters. And people say, oh, economics over lives. Unemployment can kill people. And I think it needs to be taken into account. And also, how are we going to pay the £170 billion a year that the NHS costs us if the economy's in the toilet?